Amen.
Isn't that real good? Yeah. How big is our God? Huh? Absolutely. Super big. That's right. Well, folks, there is a bad habit that has begun in this church, and I got to put a stop to it. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? Well, let me read it again. There are so many, I don't know where to start. Last week, I told you that my wife and my daughter told me that I could preach for 8 minutes and 48 seconds. And I did go over it a little bit, not much, but I did a little bit. This week, I had a person come up to me and said, listen, if you're not done by noon, I just got to get up and walk out. Now, I'm not going to mention names, but I'm just saying, ain't you? I mean, what is this? I got so long to preach. I will say this. I got an email this past week from this person. I can't remember now. They've emailed me once before, but I can't remember what part of the world it was in. And said, you'll get a lot more people watching if you preach for 8 minutes and 48 seconds.
I was going to tell them if you didn't.
Actually, it came from Carl when I was in. All right. Remember, I've only got so much time, so let's roll with it. Here we go, Larry. Now, I'm going to finish up Revelation. But in the part of this, this comes to the very most wonderful end of what all is going to happen to us once we get to heaven. New Jerusalem and all that we're going to see and all that's for eternity. But understand that before you can get to that, there had to be a beginning. Now we all understand that Jesus was from the beginning, but he didn't come flesh until what we know as Christmas. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Christ, period. Now, obviously, we get together as families, we exchange gifts, we got our own routines that we do. Nothing wrong with that, I'm not saying there is. But understand this one thing. Christmas is about one thing from a biblical point of view, and it is the miraculous, wonderful, miracle, virgin birth of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let's finish up Revelation. And he showed me a river. John's talking here. Showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street thereof. And on this side of the river, and on that was the tree of life, bearing 12 manners of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. The fruit of the month, blood, so to speak. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Crystal, pure, coming out of the throne of God, which is an actual area, and of the Lamb, and going down the middle of what we would call Main Street. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful river. And on each side, we got trees that bear all this fruit. Now, I don't know whether or not in our spiritual bodies we're going to eat. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. But the fruit's going to be there. Every month is going to change. And I'm glad it's going to change every month, because for eternity, I hate to look at the same fruit every month. So we're going to change it every month. And then I want you to look at this. And the leaves of the tree were the healing of the nations. You see all of this, you get a picture in your mind. What does this mean, healing of the nations? Monica and I have been fortunate to go to some beautiful parts on this planet. And we're thankful to the Lord. But I tell you what I love to look at that calms my soul more than anything is the ocean. I love the mountains. But I've seen the Pacific, I've seen the Gulf, I've seen the Atlantic. They're all beautiful to me. I don't know what it is, but I can have 1,000 things on my mind. And I can sit on a balcony and look out at this mass of water. And all I think about is what I'm seeing. Now, you've got things in your mind that go in your mind that you can picture. Some people love the mountains, some people love the snow. But you've got a picture in your mind, wherever you may go, if it's a vacation spot or whatever it may be, that for a moment in time, all of your problems leave because of what you're looking at is that beautiful. Well, that's what this means here when it says healing. No matter what we have suffered in this lifetime, you're going to be able to look at something that's so beautiful that you'll never, ever have memories of what suffered during this time. God, I don't care how much hurt, I don't care how many tears, I don't care what you face, what you see, you are never going to remember it again because Jesus is going to put you in the midst of something that is so beautiful that you understand you're under the love of God forever. And there shall be no curse of any more, and the throne of God and the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants shall serve him. No more curse, no more sin. Perfect situation. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Remember Satan, you know, he made you take a mark if you were during that tribulation period. But here you're going to have a mark too, but this time it's going to have the name of Jesus on it. Yeah, see, and that's fine with me, because if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be there. So he can put his name wherever he wants to on my spiritual body. Wherever he wants to, I want his name wherever I'm at. Amen. And there shall be night no more. Not going to need no lamps, headlights, or anything else. Neither the light of the sun. For the Lord shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever. And I tell you what I love about this, and maybe I look at things from a different light. With no more sun, I'm never going to get sunburned again. Let me tell you something. The worst sunburn that I ever got in my life was on my honeymoon. Now, don't ask no questions. It's none of your business. But I mean, what a time. Actually, I wasn't out there very long. Let me tell you something. Under the right circumstances, with no protection, the sun can hurt you. The sun causes more cancer than anything else. Do you know that? So I'm glad we're not going to need the sun anymore. Now, I like the fact that it's 70 degrees out here today in the middle of December. I like that. But I'm not going to get sunburned out there. I don't know what the temperature's going to be in heaven, but it's going to be just right. It's going to be just right. I'm not going to sweat no more. I'm not going to be cold no more. I'm not going to have to cut grass no more. Man, it's getting better all the time. All right, Larry, here we go. And he said unto me, these words are faithful and true. You got that right. And the Lord, the God of the Spirit of the prophets, sent his angels to show me his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. I like this word shortly too. And behold, I come what?
Quickly.
How fast is that? Quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book. The fact that he's going to come quickly is great if you're keeping his words.
Amen.
If you're not. Because when he comes quickly, he's going to make things right. He's also going to judge things. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Pick your side, choose your side. Understand where you're at. Because once he comes with that trumpet, all things are going to change. You understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Larry, here we go. And I, John, saw that heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. And he saith unto me, see thou do it not. I am a fellow servant with thee and with thy brethren the prophets and with them that keep the words of this book, worship God. John didn't mean anything. This angel was showing him such stuff and telling him such wonderful stuff. He just bowed down to the angel, and the angel said, get up. This is a good thing. A lot of people get angels all mixed up with God. Angels have a role, and I've taught this many times. We don't worship angels. Okay? We worship the one thing, the most powerful, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who starts with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. But God's in every bit of that. What does it say? Worship who? God. Say it again. God. All right, Larry. And he saith unto me, seal not up the words of the prophecy in this book. Am I glad that it wasn't sealed up? Because we can preach it, we can see it, we can study it, we can read it, we can get excited about it, because he said, I want you to share the good news. He said, seal not up the words of the prophet's book, for the time is what? What's that mean? It means it preaches now. It preached then, it preaches now. The time is at hand. Now, I want you to look at verse 11. Because I've had a lot of questions about this. He that is unrighteous, let him do unrighteousness too. He that is filthy, let him be made filthy still. He that is righteous, let him do righteousness too. And he that is holy, let him be made holy still. Verse 11. Look at it just a second. Here's the prophecy. Believe it or not. When it comes time for the trumpet to sound, believe it or not, as much as it's preached on, and the gospel's been preached around the world, there are more preachers preaching that Jesus is coming any day than ever before. And yet still, there are those who mock it, and it's getting worse. Is that the truth? The more we preach on Jesus is coming, the more they make fun of it. So here's the prediction. No matter how much we say, for the time is at hand, the unrighteous, the filthy, and here's what's great. You're going to have those who are not going to believe and act accordingly. You're going to have those that do believe and act accordingly. And no matter what we do, it seems like none of that's going to change. So what you see is what you get, as the old saying goes. But you would think, when you can show proof from the Word of God, everything that you've got to look forward to if you believe in Jesus Christ, here's what you're looking forward to. But if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, not only are you not going to see any of that, it's going to be the complete opposite of where you're going. It's called Hades. It's called hell. It's called torment for eternity. But that don't seem to wake anybody up. Does it? I mean, if you turn on the world or turn on the TV, the world is getting worse every day. No matter what we say, no matter the evangelist, no matter who's preaching it, it seems like there's no change. And that is the prediction. You see what verse 11 says now? You understand that? Because I hope that you are part of the righteous. And I like what this, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. God never changes. God never changes. As holy as he was from eternity beginning to now, he's still holy. He's still loving. He's still forgiving. He's still gracious. You still have a chance because he is who he said he would be. But one day, we're going from grace to judgment, and there's going to be a lot of people going to be surprised. All right, Larry, here we go. Jesus says what? Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render to each man according as his work is. So reward is coming, good or bad. Your reward's coming. Your eternity is coming with Jesus. It's all according to the choices you make where that eternity is going to be. You're going to either be rewarded with hell or you're going to be rewarded with heaven. You make that choice. No one's going to make it for you. No one will make it for you. But you'll have to make it. And if you don't make a choice, you did make a choice. Let me say that again. If you don't choose Jesus, you did make a choice. It's not this thing of, well, you know, I've been a good person, and I've done this, I've never killed anybody, you know, I've never robbed, you know, I did what I can, I work hard, I provide for my family, you know, I took care of my parents. Well, great. I'm glad that you did. That's wonderful. But Jesus is still going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because it's not all about how you treat other people. It's if you know Jesus. And if you know Jesus, you will treat people in the manner in which they need to be treated. Because Jesus said, what's the golden rule? What is it? What's it say? Do unto others what? That's exactly right. All right. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. If you would, the A and the Z in the English language. The first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that wash their robes, in other words, that ask for forgiveness, they may have the right to come to the tree of life. And they enter in by the gates and into this city. The only way that you have any of this is if you wash the robes, which simply means you've asked Jesus for forgiveness, he washes you white as snow and forgives you. Give the Lord a hand. I'm going to answer this in verse 15. Let me tell you something real quick. Without, those who don't know Jesus are dogs, sorcerers, fornicators, murderers, adulterers, everyone that loveth and maketh a lie. I literally had a person come up to me and said, I love my dog. Are you telling me that dog won't be in heaven? That's not dog. Dog. This says dogs. Sometimes people act like dogs. Sometimes dogs act better than people. Okay? I don't believe, because I do believe, because the Bible talks about the lion laying down on the sheep. I do believe that animals are for a reason. And I don't think they're going to be left out of heaven. But now that's just my personal opinion. But I want you to understand, this is a name for people who literally act like dogs. That's what that means. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. In other words, Jesus says, this is for me. Okay, Larry. And the Spirit and the bride say what?
Come.
I say, come on.
Amen.
I say, come on.
Amen.
Let's go. Jesus, let's go. You know, I'm ready to fly. Let's go. And he that heareth, let him say, come. And he that is athirst, let him come. He that will, let him take the water of life freely. It's the last invitation in God's word. The last one given. If you thirst for God, come on. But I've got a place waiting for you. But it's your choice. And I like this word freely. Taking the water of life freely. You know why it's free? Because Jesus paid what?
A price.
Verse 18. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in this book. Before we go to the next verse, every preacher that I've ever come under my wing over the years or has asked me for advice, I take it right here in verse 18. So let me tell you something. This is not what you think. You better interpret the word of God right. Watch what you say. You're going to be held accountable for it. And you're also going to be rewarded for it if you handle it in the right way. But these are not your words. These are God's words. What you're there to do is to say, this is what God says. I believe it. You need to get ready. Now, we put your own interpretation in it all the time because that's not what this says. All right. I testify everyone that hears the words of this prophecy. If any man shall add unto them, God shall add unto him the plagues which are written in the book. You heard the plagues, didn't you? Woo, don't want that. All right, here we go. Right. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city which are written in this book. It's the last warning, folks. He that testifies these things said, yea, I come quickly. Amen. What's it say? Say it with me. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with the saints. And everybody said,
amen.
He that testifies needs to say, come quickly. Understand. It's in his hands. He's coming. He's coming. World and everything that can be fulfilled has been fulfilled. The time is at hand. Jesus is coming. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Would you stand with me? Leave your heads bowed and every eye closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we've heard your word. May it excite us. May it challenge us. May we understand, Father, that God's people need to be in God's house. Father, it is my prayer that we truly understand when it says, come quickly. Jesus is coming. Father, bless this congregation and these families here, as well as those who watch us on the internet. Father, may something touch a life somewhere that they will see that the time is running out. They need to make their decision for Jesus. Father, may we do that. We've got a new series starting the first of the year, Lord, called Is Jesus the Lord of Your Life? I hope it's a series that changes people. For the time is at hand for Jesus not to be just a name, not a picture, but to be the Lord of your life. Father, may we physically and mentally get ready for this series. Father, again, we love you. Bless these moments together. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.